Welcome to the Plain English Attorney Podcast. I'm your host, Jeffrey G. Marsacci, and I'm an attorney, certified Medicaid planner, and author by trade. But I've been told that my biggest strength is to boil down complicated legal issues into plain English. In this podcast, I'll cover a wide array of legal, financial, and current event issues relevant to today's busy listener. It's my goal to make the complex more simple for you so you can get on to what is important to you in your life. Please make sure to check out the links in the podcast description. And as always, please subscribe and comment. Hi, Jeff Marsacci, the Plain English Attorney, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about choosing an age of inheritance in estate planning. Now, over the years, many of my clients have had differing views on just when their beneficiary should be inheriting the whole share. Ages run the gamut from 18 to 65, or even never getting control of the whole thing. And I once had a client, and this really was more of an emotional thing. She didn't want her son to ever get complete control over his own inheritance. But at the same time, she just couldn't bring herself to say he never gets it. So we put together the trust in a way that he had to be 186 before he could actually inherit that money outright. So you could pretty much do whatever you want. The point is, our clients know their beneficiaries, at least for the most part, for that first level. So, and it's a very common occurrence when we have parents of adult children, they know what the adult children are like, but they're not going to know about the grandchildren. So again, what about those beneficiaries that you may not fully know about? It's extremely common for clients to leave everything to their children, but if a child passes on, their share then gets divided among that deceased child's descendants, meaning usually it's the grandchildren. While my clients may know and trust the judgment of their children when it comes to handling a large inheritance, what about those grandchildren? In many cases, the grandchildren are simply too young to handle an inheritance now, and they are too young to judge when they would be mature enough in the future. Now, for these situations, a general safe age of inheritance that a lot of my clients put into their documents is 40. Many people look at 40 and they go, oh my gosh, that's too restrictive. The beneficiaries, they'll probably be able to handle an inheritance much sooner. Well, possibly. But my clients are usually much more sure of the ability of their trustees to make wise decisions on behalf of these younger beneficiaries. And it's up to those trustees to use the money for the benefit of the beneficiaries. That trustee is trusted to decide when or not to spend money for education and other necessities. The trustee can decide whether or not to use money for a wedding or to buy them a car and what kind of car. The trustee can make a decision on giving them even that entire inheritance early if they like what they see. But at the same time, if the trustee doesn't like the maturity and the decision-making of that particular beneficiary, then they can withhold that inheritance until they turn 40. Now, the reason most of my clients are okay with that 40 as an age, they almost universally agree. Look, if you have not gotten your act together by the time you're 40, you're probably not going to. So holding that money back any longer just isn't going to do anything. We know it's probably just going to get wasted at that point. And that's fine for most of my clients. So holding it back any later than that just doesn't make any sense. Now, in the end, my clients really do have to choose an age of inheritance they feel is appropriate. but that can often be balanced against relying on the judgment of the trustees that they have picked to give that inheritance early if it's warranted. There are also other ways to spread that inheritance out. In some cases, certain types of assets can be given later, such as inherited retirement accounts and things like that, although changes in the tax laws are not making that as beneficial anymore. But in the end, choosing an age of inheritance is an important thing, and you really shouldn't be looking at that first level. You should be trying to project into the future. What if something else happens? Because that first level, we can always make it a different age or outright. But the general overall for descendants, most of my clients are picking 40. So we hope you found that information useful and helpful. And as always, stay safe, plan ahead, and enjoy life.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Plain English Attorney Podcast, and we hope you found this session interesting and informative. For more information, please check out the links in the description, and please let us know if you have any ideas for future podcasts.